In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.
It was summarized by Dr. Akil bin Salim al-Shamari.
Surah Al-Kahf.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
And we left some of them on that day to waver among others.
He blew the trumpet and we gathered them all together.
And we will abandon our servants on the day when the promise that we promised them will come to them.
We will crush the mountains and blow them off the ground.
Their jinn mixes with their humans.
And he blew in the pictures.
At that time, we gathered all of creation to stand in judgment as a whole.
And we presented hell that day to the disbelievers as a display.
And we will bring forth hell on the day when the trumpet will be blown.
So we revealed it to the disbelievers in God.
Until they see and experience it as a mirage.
Those whose eyes were hidden from my remembrance and were unable to hear.
And we will expose hell that day to the disbelievers.
Those who did not consider the signs of God.
They do not consider arguments.
And they could not bear to hear the remembrance of God, which he had reminded them of.
And they learn from it.
They know guidance from misguidance, and disbelief from faith.
Is it not enough for those who are numerous to take my servants instead of me as guardians?
Indeed, we have prepared hell as an abode for the disbelievers.
The worst of us are those who disbelieve in God.
To take as guardians the servants of those whom they worshipped instead of God.
No, they have enemies.
Indeed, we have prepared hell as a dwelling place for anyone who disbelieves in God.
Say, shall we inform you of those who will lose in deeds?
Those whose efforts go astray in the life of this world.
And they think they are doing well.
Say, O Muhammad, to those who argue with you falsely.
And they will debate with you about issues from the people of the book, the Jews and Christians.
Shall we inform you, people?
For those who have exhausted themselves with work.
They seek profit and excellence through it.
They were destroyed by it.
They are the ones whose work was not what they did in their worldly life.
On guidance and uprightness.
Rather, he was unjust and misleading.
And they think that by doing so, they are obedient to God.
And in what his servants entrusted to him, they were diligent.
Those who disbelieved in the signs of their Lord and the meeting with him.
So their work was frustrated.
We will not assign any weight to them on the day of resurrection.
That is their reward, hell, for what they disbelieved.
And they took my verses and my messengers in mockery.
These are the ones we have described.
Those who disbelieved in the arguments and evidence of their Lord.
They denied meeting him.
So their deeds were nullified.
It had no reward that would benefit its owners in the afterlife.
Let us not give them any weight.
Because the balance is heavy only with good deeds.
These people do not have any good deeds.
For these people, their reward is hell for their disbelief in God.
And they took the verses of his book and the arguments of his messengers as a mockery.
And their mockery of his messengers.
Indeed, those who believe and do righteous deeds.
They had the gardens of paradise as a home.
They will abide therein forever and will not seek it for another year.
Those who believe in God and his messenger and act in obedience to him.
The gardens of paradise had homes and dwellings.
There are never two people in it who do not want to change from it.
Say, if the sea were ink for the words of my Lord.
Let the sea run out before the words of my Lord run out.
Say, O Muhammad, if the sea were ink.
For the pen with which the words of my Lord are written.
Let the sea water run out before the words of my Lord run out.
Even if we add something like the ink in it with which ink is written.
Say, I am only a human being like you.
It is revealed to me.
It has been revealed to me that your God is one God.
Whoever hopes to meet his Lord, let him do good deeds.
Let him do good deeds.
He does not associate anyone with the worship of his Lord.
Tell her, these are the polytheists, O Muhammad.
I am only a human being like you, a human being.
I have no knowledge except what God has taught me.
And God reveals to me.
The deity you must worship is one.
Whoever fears the day of his meeting.
Let worship be devoted to him and may God be granted to him.
Conclusion from Al-Tabari's interpretation.